2021 Borough Council meeting to order. Please join me in a moment of silence, followed by the pledge. Excuse me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And for those of you watching online, we started 10 minutes late because you can see we've changed venue. So we needed to allow time for anyone who might have gone over to the sewer authority to come here. Do we have any amendments to the agenda? All right, public to be heard. We have 5 minutes. Do you have anyone? Okay, Mayor's report.
Okay. We'd like someone to make a motion to approve the Shamrock Shuffle 5K run, sponsored by Boss Events on Saturday, March 12, 2020, between the hours of 9 and 10 a.m. for the course through the borough, starting and finishing on North State Street, and no rain date.
I so move.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Do we have any questions or comments on this application?
I'm going to amend the motion to make that March 12, 2022.
No, we're going to go back in time.
Well, we already know who won that race.
Actually, I think it was canceled.
It was, yeah. So it's written that way, but it wasn't spoken that way.
So we have an amendment and second.
Yep.
And the only thing I'll bring up is, on the actual application, for some reason it said Sycamore, but it's right on here, and everyone saw the map.
Correct.
Okay,
I verified that.
Yeah, because I was like, I'm reading it. I go, wait, that's weird. Why would they start? But because they used to do it.
Right.
I used to be. Yeah.
Right.
Coming down and then Jefferson and through Montreal, Pittsburgh.
Yeah. That. So anyway, it is the way the map states, starting and finishing on North State.
Okay, great. And then no chief reviewed it and then said it was right. So. All right, is anyone here from the public from this application? Okay, all in favor?
Question.
Yeah.
Is Boss Events an entity that you've dealt with before?
Yes, they have done this several times in several other events.
Okay, because normally it would be one of the restaurants or bars that would be.
No, this is an event sponsored by them, and they've done it the past 3 years,
okay.
Probably four.
Okay, fine.
Right, and before that was the Green Parrot. But it's they now have an entity that does events.
Right. Yeah, and also just as like side note, they do the medals too, and they actually were the ones that donated the medals to the movie theater for sale. So those are available to buy.
But
the ornaments. Sorry, but they're you know, they look like medals.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? The motion passes.
A special eventing reminders. Midnight Madness will take place on Friday, December 10th, which is this coming Friday, 2021. An individual burst storage between 5 p.m. and midnight. The individual stores for details, and there is no rain date or snow date. Not that it says that. And the Santa Stroll will take place on Saturday, December the 18th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Free photos with Santa, sidewalk sales, and performances will be held along State Street with no rain date. And that is all I have, Council President. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Okay, we had discussed months ago creating some sort of documentation for new council members. And Sue kindly put together a form, and it has just a set of things to write, and you can do more or less as you wish. And then she also offered to consolidate together for the benefit of our incoming council. So I know I sent an email out last week, and if you received the email, it meant you hadn't done it yet. And we did have received an email back from someone saying, working on it, but can't finish it. But at this point, I think all I have to say is let's get it done this week. for all of us, so that way it can be put together. The incoming members have a chance to review it and ask questions that they might want to ask before we get into the deep parts of the holiday season when, you know, everybody is going to be busy with family and so on. So Sue, do you have any further comments on that?
No, I don't think so. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, and then the other piece I wanted to ask everyone, we have the opportunity to renew our PSCB Plus membership for $450. We've done this over the last couple of years. All the webinars are free. I know many of us have taken advantage of that, half off all courses and training sessions and half off of the boot camp for incoming members. So right there, that's half the cost. And I did get feedback from a couple of you saying, oh my goodness, yes, this is great. I love it. But I just wanted to confirm with council that we're good to go ahead and renew it for next year.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Good to go.
Okay. Yeah, and I would say that next year, definitely advertise it around to the committees. Because I've invited, like when the HRC was invited to one of the ones where they talked about the ordinance and how to run your HRC, and there have been some others. And
yeah, you directed interested towards the recreation board as well.
So
in the new year, as they start up again, perhaps have some new members, and or just use a reminder of the older members to that they can take advantage of this. Okay. And that's all I have.
My engineer's report was in your packet. The MCPA development, they started completing most of the work. The stabilization and landscaping remain state and court. They're starting to build some of the buildings on State Street, South State Street. The DEP MS4 permit, a couple months ago, council authorized us to take a look at the 2010 report that was done for Old Skunky. We have just completed our analysis of that report, and you will be seeing it in the next couple of days. Washington Avenue, Lincoln Avenue traffic signal, our survey work will begin tomorrow at the intersection. And I know Nicole just told me that she might be interested in going to see the survey tomorrow.
Until I found out what it was. I was like, oh, the guy with the thing that seems interesting. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you.
And I have one agenda item tonight, and that is the payment for this year, or payments for this year's road program. I would like someone to make a motion to approve pay estimate number one in the amount of $136,552.52, and pay estimate number two in the amount of $25,187.13, both of them to Harris Blacktopping, and to approve a pay estimate to Newtown Township for the work along Sterling Street in the amount of $11,171.21. And that is because although the work is in Newtown Borough, Newtown Township agreed to include the items in their road program for this year.
Mm-hmm. Now those should be separate motions.
Right.
Yeah. Mike?
Yes.
Yes.
I make a motion to approve the pay estimate number one in the amount of $136,555.52 to Harris Blacktopping for the 2021 road program.
I second.
Any comments or questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passed.
Number two, I make a motion to approve the pay estimate. And number two, final, in the amount of $25,187.13 to Harris Blacktopping for the 2021 road program.
Second.
Questions or comments?
I did have one question. Is there still a retainage held on that for a little while, or is that pays them the full?
No, this is payment, final payment. The first pay estimate was finished in the end of October. It just didn't make it on your November agenda, so we were holding retainage on that pay estimate. But Pat, to make it easier for Pat, she would like all the payments done before the end of the year, so we decided to get this second pay estimate on this agenda as well.
And so what happens during the next, whatever it is, 18 months maintenance period or whatever, do we have any monies that we hold back for that? Or they just owe us if they have to repair?
There is a maintenance bond being held, and it's for the next 12 months, not the next 18 months. Okay, developments 12. Are 18 months.
Right.
So if anything needs to be fixed, then we will ask the contractor to repair it.
Okay, so there's a maintenance bond.
There
okay,
is.
All right, good.
Thanks, Michelle. Any other questions or comments?
I'd just like to add a comment. This entire process has been monitored by Susan and myself in preparing the bids, reviewing the bids, meeting with the contractor, doing inspections while the work is being done, addressing the any add-ons. For example, we had to fix two storm sewers on center, and we involved Tara as council president on that. And then we followed up and we took photos along the way. So council has been very active in monitoring the entire process from beginning to end and working with our engineer very frequently, as she knows, to make sure that the work was done in a satisfactory form and we can verify that the work was completed in accordance with the contracts.
Right. Thank you. Any other comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Motion passed.
Number three, I make a motion to approve the pay estimate for Sterling Street repairs in the amount of $11,171.21. This amount will be paid to Newtown Township for the 21-21 program in connection with the intergovernmental agreement.
Correct.
Sir.
Motion with second. Questions or comments?
The only comment I have is thanks to whoever got in touch with the township. I don't know if it was Isu or Michelle, but it really, one of my favorite things after, you know, being here for a few years is seeing that kind of cooperation. So I think that's really awesome. And I look forward to other spots that we have like that being repaired over the next few years.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
To add to that, we had some emergency issues with the fallen trees on Congress. And again, we worked with the township over the last month to identify the problem, identify the responsible people, remove tree limbs that were in the public right of way, and clean the highway. So
Great. That
was not only in connection with the Sterling Street, but that's an ongoing relationship that we're fostering.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions on the Sterling Street repairs? All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes.
And my last item is to give you a brief update on the road inventory that we were authorized to produce several months ago. I'm happy to report that our investigation of all of the borough-owned roads is complete. And I was hoping tonight, if we were in the Chancellor Center, to do a little brief PowerPoint. Hopefully next month, I'll be able to do that. But all of the roads have been investigated. We looked at all of the roads, all of the curb, quantified how much repair is needed on each of those roads, and prioritized the roads. We prioritized in five different levels. Level one, we are the roads that are most severely deteriorated and we are recommending to be included in next year's road program. And I believe that was presented to the budget committee to be completed next year. Those roads include Lafayette Street from South Norwood to South Elm, South Congress Street from East Penn Street to Center Avenue, that's two blocks, North Congress Street from Federal Lane to Frost Lane, and Frost Lane from Edgeboro Drive to North Congress Street. However, after we got this level one done, and we then further prioritized level two roads, level three roads, level four, and level five, which will change year to year, we picked these roads to be in line with about as much as the borough has spent in previous years. But then you'll see this includes five roads. Level two probably has about 10 roads. So we will have to decide which roads will be done in that category. After we had this done, We received the Newtown Artesian Water Company's list of the roads that they are going to, where they are going to replace the water main, which the borough has an agreement with them yearly that they will reimburse the borough for 50% of the cost for the roadway items. Lafayette Street was not on their list to be done first. It was actually on their list to be done, I believe, in 2026. So we asked Newtown Artesian if that road could be moved up to next year, which they cannot tell us until their five-year program is approved by the PUC. Mm-hmm. So we expect that approval to happen mid-month this month. So by the end of the year, we should know if we can include Lafayette Street for next year, and then next year's road program can be finalized.
And Newtown Artesian said they were fine with doing that, but they just need the approval.
They want the approval before they make any changes.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you.
So North Congress is going to be another example of joint in cooperation with the township.
It will be.
Whether this is cooperation or suggestion to them, in keeping with the work that was done on the trees and now having a better look, whatever we can suggest to them that they recapture the appropriate amount of roadway from the overgrowth on their portion of North Congress, much as we did, on, I won't say South Congress, the part just north of Jefferson where we, recapture Congress there. So
yeah, that's maybe
it seems like
you mean about the debris that's covering a portion
of
the road.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't know whether it's asphalt under there or not.
Yes, we've talked to them about that, and they are aware of that area.
Yeah, too. So that roadway should be wider up there than it is, and that'll also keep the trees from encroaching as much as they have.
Agreed.
The curb line comes from Jefferson up to that property where the trees are. So up to the last house, there is curb. Mm-hmm. And then there's no curb with the overgrowth of about 2 to 3 feet mm-hmm. until you get to the cemetery entrance. So the real problem in the road is with that private property. And that's in the township side.
That's the township side. But
so they're going to have to deal
likely
with that property.
That's likely township land underneath that. It's probably
yes.
not the property. They just have to. Again, we're recapturing.
they have to address the hill and the trees that could fall again if they don't properly engineer the project.
And again, we did that a few years ago on Congress, just north of Jefferson on the other side of this.
What's interesting, and if you look at the map, the borough surrounds that area. And why that never became part of the borough is history.
Yeah, they're half and half.
But that road, it's half and half. And so far, we've been working with them on, at least from the road program side, in a cooperative framework.
Agreed. But I'll add one little caveat to that is that they plan on doing Lafayette Street next year, but they do not want to do our portion of Lafayette Street if it is included, because they do not want to have to replace our curb. Because we have concrete curb, stone curb, sometimes brick curb, and they do not want to get into the differentiations of those types of curb. Mm-hmm. But they are willing to do the North Congress Street.
Right. So if the people on Lafayette, that's not a historic part. So if they all agree to get one curb, then why would it be a problem?
If we put in curbs.
Oh yeah, I'm just saying, then what, I don't know, then I missed the point then.
There are curbs.
Or is
curbs. Some curbs.
Some curbs, not all curbs. On the left side, I don't think there's curbs.
Okay, well, that certainly makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll address that down. I mean, that's not an issue for tonight, but generally, we have open discussions with the road maintenance people, so that's, we may disagree on what needs to be done, but at least we have an open door.
No, I think I was just misunderstanding Michelle. I thought she was talking about the differential in curves versus just the fact that there were or were not curves.
That's the reason I was giving
different materials where in that end of town, it really shouldn't
be all different materials.
I guess they put it in different times. So if somebody has slate curb and they want to keep it.
But not on Lafayette.
But not Lafayette.
That's all new. They're all, so. If there are curbs, they're concrete, but there aren't always curbs up there.
Correct.
Yeah. So that's more of the thing.
Their issue. So, yeah.
All right.
They're
under no flats up there.
All right. So that's all I have. Oh, sorry, Mark.
No, yeah, we're still in the.
Yeah, so, you know, also an item on the 2021 road program, and I gave Michelle a heads up, so not coming out of the loop. We have an idea now how much the actual, you know, construction cost was, and I asked Michelle to give us a rough idea of, you know, what the engineering costs were on the program for this last year, and to, you know, not go into heavy detail, but maybe just an idea of breaking it down into planning and through bidding and then site, you know, project management, and then close out, so that we can have an idea of how that relates to what our overall engineering budget was and as it relates to the amount of work that was done on the streets.
Yeah, I can't break it up for you tonight, but what I've mentioned this before, that it appears that for Newtown Borough, we spend much more time managing the project, managing the road program, than we do in any of our other municipal clients, because of the amount, I'll say, of involvement there is with the road committee, with different council members, with the administrative staff. And I thought, as a comparison, I looked at what Newtown Borough, the contract amount was for $220,000. And we spent about, engineering time was about 14%. What we usually like to see is around 10% of the contract price be spent. So we're above that this year, which we have seen is usual for Newtown Borough. In comparison, a different municipal client of mine had a $600,000 road program that was constructed this past year, and our engineering bills total 4% of that contract price. But the real telltale sign, I think, is that for that road program, I had 57 emails that were either from our office to the contractor to the township back to us, 57 emails. For the Newtown Borough road program, I have 236 emails.
From who?
It is from us to the contractor, us to council members to us, administrative staff to us answering those administrative emails.
Sounds gay to us.
Please hold your comments, because she's giving the report.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For those other comparative places, do they have township managers?
They do.
Do we?
No, you don't.
So one of the problems ingrained in the system is the multiple people that are involved, and we hope to solve that problem going forward.
I'll be honest with you. Nope. At the end of the day, we've talked about this before.
Mr. Logan, okay, this is inappropriate. Sorry. This is not a time for public comment.
So, Marv, so did that answer your question, kind of without breaking it down into different categories?
Yeah. I'll ask now, and whether it can be later, I guess.
Okay.
So the thing that shouldn't have really had any more or less discussion or feedback or emails would be site. Actual site inspection. We call it site inspections.
Correct.
So I guess you're saying 14%, that it was about $30,000, you know, about how much of that was, you know,
no,
actual inspection.
No, I don't, but I can get you that.
Okay, because that's kind of a fixed thing regardless of, you know, again, emails back and forth.
Well, another factor that hasn't come up in discussion is that we had a major storm with water issues on a street that was in last year's program. So there was a lot of addressing the Adamsco property, which was fixed 2 years ago, but because of the design and the water flow, there was damage done to the parking lot area there. And that we were involved in multiple discussions and meetings
So that was on top of the current road program. So there is an asterisk in the work you're doing.
Sure. Yes, but I, maybe to further clarify, Omar, usually our involvement is we find out what roads are to be done, and we in Newtown Borough, we talk to the roads committee to decide what roads are to be done. We prepare an estimate, which gets approved by the municipality. Then we prepare the bid specifications and contract documents, put it out to bid. We make a recommendation for award. It gets awarded. We collect all of the necessary bonds and insurance certificates. And then the project is constructed. And we inspect that work as it's being done. And then we prepare the pay estimates. And that is usually our involvement with most other road programs.
Thank you.
Right. Does anybody have any other questions for Michelle about the road program or the road inventory report? All right. Thanks.
Yes, I do. Excuse me, I do.
That's in public to be heard.
No. You don't understand something. Public to be heard, that's in the beginning. But since this is on the agenda, As the solicitor said before, it's on the agenda. After everybody else has spoken.
This is not an action item. So the public, we do not need to take public comment when it's not an action item, when it's simply a discussion among council.
Just excuse me. That is an interpretation.
That's the law.
It's not the law.
We should move on, Madam President.
Yeah. Okay. So on the solicitor report, then.
Keep it up, buddy.
All right, please do not come in here and insult our
I'm not, he's insulting me. He can treat me with respect.
All right. Hi.
The first item we have for you this evening is a consideration to authorize to advertise telecommunication ordinance number 784. This will allow the borough zoning ordinance to come into compliance with Act 50 of 2021, which is otherwise known as the Small Wireless Facilities Deployment Act. And for many people, these are the smaller boxes that are placed on top of telephone poles and light poles. The act was passed by the legislature, signed into law, and now we need to bring our zoning ordinance into compliance to make sure that we allow for these type of facilities to be deployed within the borough.
I move to advertise telecommunications ordinance number 784 and send to Newtown and Bucks County Planning Commission's for review and to consider adoption at the January 11th, 2022 council meeting.
I'll second.
All right, and then this has gone around quite a bit, and everybody has seen the amendments within the context of the original one. Does anybody have any questions or comments at this point on it? Okay, all right, and to consider adoption, I just want to clarify that with you, Mike, because if the County Planning Commission or our Planning Commission has any particular issues with it, then it is possible we may be advertising in November.
Correct.
Okay.
No.
In November?
February.
January.
I don't really want to be in it.
Yes.
So February. So all in favor?
You should take comment.
Public comment.
Yeah.
Understood, but it's still an action of the board.
Okay. Right.
It can be limited to the decision to advertise.
Right. I would let the public know that you can make comment right now, but this is with regard to advertising. This particular ordinance,
yeah.
Not adoption.
Any comments on advertising the telecommunications ordinance?
No, but I just have a question.
No.
In our agenda, after the motion, it says SEC period blank.
That's the second, whoever seconds it.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a section number referring to the ordinance.
Oh, that's the second,
okay.
And that way Judy can mark down.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else wants to mark down? Yeah.
Okay, understood.
All right, any others? All in favor?
Wait a minute, you're going to ask
I did already.
Okay.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes.
The second item we have is another motion to advertise a zoning ordinance amendment. This one is to reduce the residential parking requirements consistent with what council has previously discussed. This ordinance will require advertising and review by both the Bucks County and the Borough Planning Commissions prior to adoption.
Okay, I'll make a motion to advertise zoning ordinance amendment number 785 regarding residential parking and send to the Newtown and Bucks County Planning Commissions for review and to consider adoption at the January 11th, 2022 council meeting.
Second.
And likewise, if they come back with anything different, that would be the same as before. Okay, thank you.
Okay, does council have any comments or questions on this? All right. Julie, would you like to do a brief summary for the benefit of the public who may not have been following all this?
Okay, well, and this is just this is advertising for adoption in January, but it reduces the parking requirement for multifamily dwelling units, that is those apartment houses, condo, you know, buildings that have more than one family unit in it. So these are multifamily dwelling apartment style units. And this is reducing the off-street parking requirements down to 1.5 spaces for a studio or efficiency type dwelling unit, 1.75 off-street parking spaces per one bedroom dwelling unit, 2 off-street parking spaces for 2-bedroom dwelling unit, and 2.5 off-street parking spaces per 3-bedroom and 4-bedroom dwelling units. And when there are fractions and it's like a half or greater, it goes up to a whole space. Under a half, it goes down. So when you have several different units of different requirements, you add them all up and determine where the fraction is, and that determines the number of spaces that are required. And this was discussed at length over, mm-hmm. I don't know, 3 meetings. Mm-hmm. And stuff.
Thanks. Do you have any public comment on the advertisement of this ordinance? Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. Thanks.
And the final ordinance proposal that we have for your consideration this evening is to amend the HARB ordinance. To clarify certain procedural issues, including that all other approvals must be obtained prior to the HARB review, to provide some flexibility for HARB to hear applications received during the 30 days preceding a meeting. Again, this ordinance will require advertising prior to adoption, but this is not required to be submitted to either of the planning commissions.
I'll make a motion to advertise HARB ordinance amendment number 786 and to consider adoption at the January 11th, 2022 council meeting.
I'll second. Any questions or comments? Any public question or comment on this advertisement? Thank you, Sue. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes.
The final item we have this evening involves Senate Bill 775. Some of you may have received information regarding this bill from the various municipal associations asking you to oppose Senate Bill 775. What 775 does is provide sort of a much broader scope for post-traumatic stress injuries for first responders, which many municipal organizations representing boroughs and townships believe will create significant financial exposure for the municipalities. This would amend the Workers' Compensation Act to recognize post-traumatic injuries. It would include the definition of first responders as professional and volunteers for firefighters, members of ambulance corps, members of rescue squads, state police officers, and local police officers. It includes a definition of post-traumatic stress injury, which is different than has been used under the workers' compensation law before. It also allows for injuries resulting from, and this is an area of significant concern, from normal or abnormal working conditions. This is an expansion of the current requirement that any compensable psychological injury must be from abnormal working conditions. The organizations that are opposed to this bill are not opposed to the expansion, although they think This goes a little bit too far and could create a serious financial hardship for municipalities. It's projected that the average cost associated with this type of injury could be as much as $240,000 per claim. And the municipal organizations are asking the Senate to consider limiting the bill in its scope and narrowing it in a way. There are many other states that have similar bills that are more narrowly written and are not the potential financial burden for municipalities. The Pennsylvania Municipal League has indicated its opposition to the bill as currently written. The State Association of Boroughs has indicated its opposition to the bill as currently written. And again, they're not opposed to the idea of expansion, but the way this is written, they think it is too far. So the question is whether or not council wishes to take a position in writing to the sponsors of this bill to ask what these other organizations are asking, which is take it off of consideration right now, go back and then try to rework it so it's not as potentially financial damaging as it would be if enacted as is.
Mike, is this the status of this legislation? Is just it's a bill submitted?
It's a bill
assigned to committee.
It was referred to Labor and Industry back during the summer, and I don't believe that it is. It has not come out of committee yet. It's still so that this is why they're asking for people to take a position on it right now before it starts moving forward.
It's only sitting in the Senate.
Correct.
So there's no companion bill in the House.
Apparently, there is not.
Okay.
So if it's off the table, which is what it said on the Pennsylvania legislature site, what does off the table mean?
That means that it's not on track to be either come out of committee or to go to a vote for consideration in this legislative session. Okay. It means it's been removed. It's back to labor and industry. And when it goes back to labor and industry, they're looking for comments from labor and industry. And this is when stakeholders like the various municipalities and municipal organizations throughout the state can offer their opinions on how this could be rewritten or how this could be changed. So, and I think the concern from what we've seen is just not, now that it's off the table, now that it's not being acted on, people don't want to just turn away from it because they don't suddenly are afraid it may reappear in the spring and then, you know, get some momentum. That's why everyone thinks it's important to weigh in right now on the issues with the bill.
What deadline would you recommend, or time frame, I guess, for us if we chose to submit a resolution?
Well, I don't think you're going to see anything. We're now on December 8th. I don't think you're going to see anything happen on this until sometime in January at the earliest. So if you wanted to consider this at one of the January meetings, I think you'd be fine. So,
So that might be something incoming council could look at, and council here could consider the various points from the Municipal League and PSAB, and whether or not we want to submit anything.
Have we heard anything from Steve Sanicero on his feelings about this bill, or is it just not come to his, wouldn't be anything that he would comment on yet?
I have not heard his position on the bill, although the sponsors of the bill are sort of a wider group of from both sides of the aisle. So I'm not sure exactly where it falls. So I don't know where he is. That's another thing we could do is we could ask for input from his office.
Okay. So I heard you give a list of some of the occupations that would be affected by this. Do we have any information, since it's the state Senate that wrote this? Did they exclude themselves, or is this only targeting local government, or does it raise costs to the state also, or do they exclude themselves?
They did not exclude themselves because they included Pennsylvania state police officers. So, and under the definition of first responder, the way it is written, it could certainly cover those individuals who are employed by the state, but it specifically includes members of the state police.
And that
ask a question? Just because in January, if that's when we're talking about it, I'll be a part of that.
It's not public to be heard and you're not a member okay. yet, but I'm going to ask the solicitor if somebody is going to be joined.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah.
We'd be
okay.
happy to discuss
that. Right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Mike right now?
That concludes our report.
All right. Thank you. Budget and finance.
I move to approve the professional services invoices for October 2021.
Second.
Do you have any comments or questions?
So I think included with this list of invoices should be the one from Tackett Engineering.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So should
not engineering, but Tackett Planning.
Yeah, plan.
Mm-hmm. Should I say that specifically?
You're saying so, I guess I'm wondering whether that should be separate. Is would a
because that included November. There's was
but is that considered a professional services agreement? If it's a so this is for like the open
very
space.
Very definitely for they're professional services. They are
yes. open space planning would be
their yes. planning. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
the only reason it would be pulled out is just to make note of it so that you were going to look for it.
So I don't understand why we'd pull it out when we didn't pull out the Bucks County Planning Commission invoice, which was also professional
services.
She's
not saying to pull it out. She's just going to make a separate motion for it.
That's all. No. I'm just saying, like, just so, like, if you're like, oh, when did that get approved? And then you can easily find it, but I'm fine doing whatever.
I don't care. I just want to make sure that that was included because their invoice was for November, October, and November.
Mm-hmm. So we could just say, I could just amend, which includes the Tackett.
Tackett planning.
Just to be clear, because
I don't have
that.
I don't have
that. And Julia had asked at the budget planning meeting for that to be included.
Yes, I'm whatever.
You don't have to put the amount in it. It's just date. I mean, dated, whatever it was last week.
Yeah. Okay, but I don't have that. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, I don't think you need to say
this. Just like for November and December.
October and November. And that way, if you're looking at minutes, it's there, like you said.
So I will amend my motion. Make a motion to approve professional services invoices, which includes the Tackett Enterprise.
Tackett Planning.
Planning. Just Tackett Planning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tackett Planning. Invoice for October 2021. I don't know who's second.
Second. Any comments or questions on that? All in favor?
We have to add public.
Not usually for professional invoices, we haven't.
You're spending money, you should.
So, okay, does anybody have any comment on professional services invoices? All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. Nicole?
I'm giving a reminder that new and renewing volunteer applications are due by Wednesday, December 15th, 2021. Appointments are to be made at the January 3rd, 2022 reorganization meeting. And I will quickly, just because we have the Zoom call, read off the availability,
mm-hmm.
in case people watch it. Recreation Board, there's an opening for one member and the secretary. Shade Tree Commission, openings for two members. There's also applications being accepted for the following vacancies that will begin in January of 2022. The EAC, opening for two. HARB, opening for two. Joint Historic Commission, opening for two. Newtown Bucks County Joint Municipal Authority, opening for one. Planning Commission, opening for one. Recreation Board, opening for an additional member. Zoning Hearing Board, openings for one member and one alternate. And UCC and UFC Board of Appeals, opening for one member. The Vacancy Board will also appoint one member as well. So anyone that currently holds those positions are able to complete a volunteer renewal application that we will accept up until December 15th. And if anyone is interested in volunteering, they can, for any of those positions, they can complete a new volunteer application. They're both located online on our website.
Nicole, may I add one thing?
Sure.
And those applications actually are all on the credenza right outside of this room. And And I will be sharing all volunteer application new and renewing with the new council members and mayor that will be sworn in on January 3rd. So you will have time to renew, to review those, but you'll know in advance.
And that was one of the reasons why we had asked for that December 15th timeline, so everyone has enough time.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Mark.
Okay, the, last Monday was the monthly meeting of the Planning Commission, and the meeting encompassed the called it penultimate version of the comprehensive plan, I'll call it. Obviously not final until it's finally voted on and approved. So we're at the step now. What the previous version was the one that was discussed in the joint council and planning commission meeting in October. What the main...
No, it's not mine. Sorry. It's definitely
it's not mine. The main addition is the core recommendations that were the result of the vote that was taken by council members and planning commission. In addition to that, there was a addition of a summary paragraph in front of each chapter. It's sort of like the idea, here's what, you know, when you're writing, say, here's what we're going to talk about it, then summarize it at the end. So that's something to watch out for. There was also a few recommendations at the end of chapters that were in the text, but were pulled into recommendations, you know, standard recommendations, not the high priority recommendations at the beginning. So you all have that version, you access to that version now, either in the Cumberland plan folder they have access to, and maybe also in this meeting, and maybe in more than one place. We're trying to make it accessible as much as possible. I would ask that people pay attention to the new things rather than starting over from scratch. And so again, those particular the summaries, the core items, and what I'll say is that those high priority recommendations, temporarily for now, for your benefit, have a number next to them, which is the number of votes they got. That will not be in the final plan, but that is for your benefit to see how they were ranking in terms of the number that got brought up again to the front of the report, and as an attempt to have truly actionable recommendations for the most part. And I would hope we could have potentially have discussion now, but I think it would be a worthwhile goal to have a vote to advertise at the next meeting so that we're not putting that on three new council members that have never, you know, seen this thing before. So people would have a week to look at it. And does anybody see any reason why we couldn't? That would start the advertisement. Obviously there, and what I will say is during that advertising time, there's still going to be, you know, more than a tenth that the 2020 census numbers are still intended to get in there, but there's right. time in that, you know, 45 day period. That at that point we'll be sending it to the planning commissions, the school board.
Those numbers will get in before they go to the planning commission, the school board, right?
It goes to the township, the school board, and
like to everybody who gets it. Yeah.
And then for public.
But so. I'm saying that census number will be corrected before then, right? Because you're going to have a lot of people coming back saying, well, anybody knows. But when did they plan on finishing the census number?
If we advertise it at the next meeting, probably it'll go out before those numbers get in. I wouldn't see that as an issue.
Why?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well,
yeah. All right. Marv, I did have a question about that. So I had sent in quite a list of corrections to the previous draft, including changing some errors in text. There were a couple that did not get changed. I went through to see if they got picked up. Some of them did, but there are a couple that are incorrect the way they are currently in the latest draft. How do we get them repaired? For example, there are two paragraphs in there about the common project, which have been written for almost a year now incorrectly with the funding and the dates all mixed up. So I had rewritten and sent in a version of that twice now to Deanna and to Mark and to Poppy, you as well, I'm sure. And it has never been changed. So the reason I'm concerned about that is that when, for example, when I've gone back to write history for a grant application, for example, and I go back and I want to talk about things that are mentioned in various plans, and I want to talk about the history of other projects and so on, I'm relying on those documents to give me correct history. Mm-hmm. And if someone in the future wants to rely on our comp plan in the next 10 years and goes back and wants to see those particular areas and like, what did we do with the funding, where we get the funding for and all the rest, and lift that text and put it into something else, they're passing on incorrect information. So how do we change that?
I think this next week should be enough time to be able to, you know, put a priority on that if you have a specific factual.
Well, it's correction. Pretty, I mean, the point is I wrote and I said, you've got the funding and the dates wrong here. This is how it should be written, and sent it twice. Mm-hmm. There's also in the very early in the introduction where it talks about changing the zoning, you know, the required to allow mixed use. And, you know, remember we passed this ordinance to change to permit mixed use in the TC district. Twice now, well, it's appearing now saying traditional neighborhood development district, which is not what it is. I already sent it in to be changed. It did not get changed. So that's another one where it's just wrong information. So I'm not disputing the plan or anything, but facts should be corrected now. So how do we get those changed? Do I send them back to you and ask you to send them on?
Yeah, give it to me this time instead.
All right, I'll send it to you. And then just to clarify, you're saying that you want to advertise the 45-day period starting next week? All right, which yes. Means at the beginning of that time, the draft as it exists on that date is available for public view. It gets sent to the other entities for their review to come back in 45 days for Borough Council to adopt. So we need to make sure,
pardon? With their comments to incorporate. So there's
So at the end of 45 days, that's the end of the comment period, and then the draft gets revised again for adoption. Is that how that works?
I mean, there's not much reason to give it to other people if they don't have the ability to comment on.
All right, so that's my question. So it's still considered a draft, and at the end of the 45 days, when you have the public hearing,
the public gets to comment too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I get that. But then is the expectation that you're going to take that the comments will be taken and then the plan will be revised to include those comments?
And my impression would be that the public comment might be before that, you know, 45.
Well, it's a 45 day comment period, then I pay 45 days to comment.
Perhaps we can ask. For a sort of a timeline for council of the last steps. Like we've been given the big timeline, but a detail of the final steps and what to expect when the order to do things and about how long each one takes, so that we all have a sense of that. I think
or
that would
help. Is this something? Is the
because you're you is going by your recollection of what you did 10 years ago and your knowledge.
Well, I'm just trying
and
to.
I think
the MPC actually speaks to this.
Right? Does
it? Off the top of my head, I don't know.
Somewhere in there, because like that 45 day period is not something that was pulled out of thin air.
Mm-hmm.
There's a requirement for a comp plan to go through a certain process. So the question is, what happens at the end of that 45 day period?
Right, because we should know the specifics as we walk ourselves through it and know what to expect. So we're not running around at the last minute going, wait a second, we need to do whatever.
Right.
So, okay. All right. And then anybody else who has any, input for Mark, you should get that. We need to see what is their deadline to get it in to be able to go into the text and change whatever needs to be changed. And obviously, they've had yours a long time, but there's been no action, or if anybody else has any.
Anything to be soon enough so that anything that would hinder a vote to advertisement could be settled before the next meeting.
I didn't notice the typos, but I thought it looked good though. I did go through it today.
Yeah, there are some that need to be. So that's and I know they've seen those for a while now and have been very responsive and fixed. And And I think that's where everybody's looking at it is helpful too, because I think for all of us, when you're so deep into a document, sometimes your brain just fills in things. So it's good for everyone independently to take a look. So, all right. Is that it, Mark, for your planning commission thing? All right. Thank you. All right. Ongoing business. I know, Nicole, you had something.
Yes. So I just wanted to report back in regards to the crossing guard at Norwood and Washington. I did receive approval via Council Rock School District. Jason Harris, who's the new business administrator, has approved a 50-50 split for the crossing guard. So for the public, we are actively looking for crossing guard applications. The information can be given to you via the police department. So if you could call there directly. We did have one application. It doesn't seem as though it's panning out though, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So we are actively looking.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bob?
Are we an ongoing business?
Yes.
I'd like to give a shout out to all the organizations that made New Hope a special place for this weekend. Starting with the New Hope.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. All the people from New Hope who came and visited us. But excuse me, let me take it from the top. But the starting with the tree lighting, we had hundreds of people. We had a parade, which was the most phenomenal parade I've been at in years. The number of volunteers from the community was incredible. The number of participants was fantastic, and the crowd was amazing. And that crowd went all the way from Stocking Works all the way to Green Parrot. Solid, solid people.
Yeah. And well, patient too for those stocks. That
well behaved, very appreciative, and we did not have a parking problem because people walked into town from all over. So big shout out to the sponsors and all the volunteers and everybody who came to the parade. It was fun. House tour. There was over 750 people who attended on a beautiful day. And thank you to all the homeowners who opened up their houses that helped fund the Historical Association. Thank you to the theater for all the volunteers who contributed money, time, and effort that made all those events that they had a lot of fun. And there's more to come, especially with the movie on Santa and the Martians, which is coming up for 98 cents. So there's a lot happening in New Town. And it's a wonderful place to be. And everybody in this room should give a big shout out to their friends and neighbors and welcome them to the rest of the events through the holidays, which takes us to, we have the parking grace period. We are not enforcing the time limits throughout town. We've given notice on the webpage. I've notified the members of the traffic committee. They have notified people within their groups. And that seems to be going well. So thank you for everybody making this month a special month.
Very much. Thank you, Bob. All right. Mark, I think you had something for ongoing business. Or something and I can't remember what it was. There was some conversation about something you may have during ongoing. Did you have anything?
Mm-hmm. No, just the tree survey. Did you want to remind everybody that?
I just like simply sent out the
email list. Yeah. Okay.
To make sure.
Right. So, any other ongoing?
Any further desires for details come in sooner rather than later?
Mm-hmm. I have an item. Okay, so. Most of you on council probably saw my email that we did receive the watershed grant for the old Skunky project. We got $75,000 for that project, which will be matched with monies that we have in a previously obtained Keystone Communities grant. And so that is going to be our stormwater project and hopefully will take care of our obligations for this period of time.
Do we have a match for that?
Yes, we do. We have an ongoing match from our Keystone Communities grant that we already have. Yeah. So That's all I have in the book.
That's good news. Thank you. I think this qualifies as ongoing. I'm not sure. Maybe it's new business. We've had a recurring issue with the gate between Borough Hall and the police. People still are using the cut through to the point where now the fence poles have been moved back and forth and back and forth so much that they're loose now in the gravel. And you can open the gate even though it's locked. So we looked at it. We proposed, and I know we'll talk about this next week. I just want people to think about it, to put those posts in concrete so that that can't happen again, and to replace the closure with a chain so that it can't be spread, which has happened repeatedly. Scott says it's something he can do, and it would cost somewhere around $600. So I want to think about that for next week. Hopefully we can get that approved and stop talking about this gate.
Perfect. Thank you, Sue. All right. Any other ongoing business? So do we have any new business.
Okay, I have an item. So we do have the UCC Board of Appeals, which is required by law, and this is an appeals board that hears people who requests for or I guess appeals a decision based on our building code. So the ordinance as it is currently as it is written states that the procedures, the application of procedures and so on of this board are created by council and passed by resolution. So I intend in the next few days to work with our solicitor, our zoning officer, to create the application and the procedures so that Borough Council can look at them on Tuesday and hopefully will agree to adopt them by resolution. The reason this is coming now is that it appears that we may be receiving an application that will need to follow a procedure. So we need to get that in place. So I'll just giving you a heads up. So watch for something over the next couple of days.
Okay, great. Do you have any other new business? Okay, public to be heard?
I don't know. So on the agenda for the planning commission on Monday, they mentioned the property on 116 Jefferson Street.
And ma'am, I'm so sorry, but can you just say your name and address for Judy for the minutes, please?
Okay. Les Thompson is my name, and my address is 114 Jefferson Street.
All right.
So I wanted to know if anything was discussed at the planning commission meeting since that I was on the agenda.
They just discussed the possibility of a new zoning hearing board application coming in on that property because of the prior one was withdrawn. And what the possibilities for that application might be, and council can't take any sort of action until there's actually a application in, and until a zoning hearing board meeting is scheduled.
Thank you. All right. Thanks. Any other comment?
I just have a question. Yeah. John Burke, 301 South Norwood. For the engineer, for the projects, if for whatever reason they cannot move them up yet, is there something we can do from north, south, and over to Elm? It's pretty beat up, I think, because a lot of the building has been going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
So is there something, if they can't move it up, that we could do to maybe light surface it or fill in the potholes that are there?
And you're talking about on Lafayette Street,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We'll have to do something different to for the gap between when next year and when they will come in and replace the water mains.
Sure. Because I don't think it would make it to 2026.
Yeah, we don't know so either.
We didn't have the contractor fill in with the oil kind of thing for the cracks so that it wouldn't, water wouldn't get in there and freeze and further deteriorate. So we did do that, but we know that with all the construction, all the heavy equipment from Elm to Norwood, especially the intersection of Norwood and Lafayette, it's a mess.
Yeah.
So we need to address what's going to happen if the water company doesn't go along with us. But we're cautiously optimistic.
Thank you.
But that's number one priority.
Mm-hmm. So following up on that, Michelle, do we know how much of that damage was caused by the construction vehicles for the houses?
No, I don't know.
Is it spread out the whole street? It's not like in front of where they were building.
Especially in the intersection,
right,
which is not a construction area as compared to the two houses that are under construction there. The real holes are right in the intersection of Lafayette and Norman.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully we'll know by next week. And if not, you know, since we inquired, we can let you know.
One thing, once we know, we'll determine whether it's feasible to put some patches in there. With the current temperature and freezing, all we may not be able to do an effective patch, which leads to, well, when we go to plow, are we going to have another problem? So it's an ongoing, everyday, it's not going away issue.
Right.
So please let the neighbors know.
Thanks. Do we have any other public to be heard?
Is there anybody in Zoom land?
I don't know. I'm checking here first.
I'll speak, but I want to speak with Zoom land go first.
It looks like there's Diane.
I think somebody left. And Diane, do you have any public comment? No.
Sorry.
You're muted.
Everything's great.
Thanks.
I guess you have to say your name and address to say that. Okay. All right.
Joe? Thank you, Doug.
Yeah. I have two comments.
Mm-hmm.
I just looked at the budget. I looked at the actuals. The actuals we have for 2020 to 2011. They're not audited actuals. Would you be so kind to ask Pat Hours to update those numbers with audited actuals versus the number she has? Because I'll let you know, you guys have the wrong numbers. Okay, we need to do our budget with actuals that are audited. And I'll just give you an example why. If you look at what you guys just approved, bear with me. If you look at what you guys just approved from a finance and budget perspective, you guys just approved financial service invoices for October 21st, 2021. That's on a cash basis. So what it is that based on the numbers she's giving you, you only have on a cash basis the 2020 October's numbers. November's and December's aren't there.
2021.
I apologize. You what it is that the audited numbers have I don't want to make this complicated. The audited numbers have accruals in there. You have more expenses. Leading practices is that I understand it was brought to my attention the 2020 numbers, okay, aren't audited yet, but that's fine. At least those should be the accrual general ledger that was given to the auditors. It should say unaudited. The other numbers from 2019 going down to 2011, those should be audited numbers. It's imperative that we have audited numbers, not cash-based numbers. If you want to understand the difference between cash and accrual, I can speak to it later, but that's my first question, okay? Because this is where the real numbers please stand up, okay, timing differences. Second thing is this. I know everybody thought I might have been a wise guy or whatever, but remember I said I could do the budget on the napkin? Okay, I copied it off the napkin, okay? What it is this. Out of a $5.6 million budget, I had asked the first question is what are the cash reserves? What I mean by cash reserves, that's the cash that's being carried over from this year to next year, okay? Based on my analysis, based on the information she gave us, 41%, we have a cash carry forward, okay? I have no problem with that. That's $1.9 million. I have no problem. The only question I have is this, and Tara, I need this for the next meeting. Cash is king. There's no estimates in cash. It's either there or it's not. We have 12 funds. Out of the 12 funds, 10 of the funds have cash being carried forward. I want the 12 bank statements that that stuff should reconcile to. We need to see if that is the real numbers, okay, and what the differences are, if any. There shouldn't be any differences, because at the end of the day, if there's a difference, I maintain professional skepticism. That number should be the only number that's solid. That's cash. If it's not there, my question is, where'd it come from? Okay, so if you'd be so kind, I mean, I apologize that I haven't looked at these things in 20 years since I've been here, but Mr. Suikos, thank you. You made me look at this, and I'm having fun, okay? What I did for everybody, even though there's 45 pages of details, it's pretty interesting how I broke it out. So you can look at it. The whole police budget is $1.067 million. That's 23% of our budget. So between our cash reserves and our police budget, that's 65% coverage. Look at the way I do this. Public works. I took all the expenses for public works. What I call public works was Fesmire, Ron Fesmire, and Scott's. It's all allocated all over. I grouped them together. Public works is 8% of our budget. That's $374 million. Now I get to 374,000. I apologize. My mind's going faster. This is a brain dash. I apologize. That's 73% coverage. Okay. Then what I did was I took all the other contractors, and let me just tell you what it is. Contractors, engineers, auditors, solicitor, payroll, building, zoning, and admin, our admin people. That makes up 10%. Okay, that's $457,000. Now I'm at 83% coverage. Then what I did was, is I took the last two pieces, which this is on your budget, the fire contract and the ambulance, that's 4%. Based on just these five little items, that is 87% coverage, okay? And if all of a sudden you start to look at it analytically that way, instead of 45 pages and getting overloaded, all of a sudden, for all the new people coming in, you can digest this and get your hands around 87% coverage. And going forward, the only suggestion I'm gonna make is, you have to analyze these numbers on a monthly basis, not on a quarterly basis. We have to close our books. You can speak at a time. You can cut me off.
No, yeah.
I want to know what you mean by the word coverage. Are you saying we already have the money in the bank to cover?
No. When I say coverage is that this is the out of a $4.6 million budget, based on all those numbers, out of $4.6 million, analytically, I've reviewed 87%. But out of $4.6 million, 1.9 is a cash reserve, which is 41% of the 4.6. Okay,
Bob, if you want to have a further conversation with Joe, because I'm sure you could get into it quite a bit, but
we have been discussing things, and Susan has taken the lead because I was busy on other things, but we will come back to that.
That's no
because I, this is very important for us, because when we were given the materials a month ago, it was pages and pages.
I just let you know something. It's not uncommon, the pages and pages. I've looked at you 45, I've seen thousands. When you look at it analytically, it's a little different. All I've asked for is two things. If Pat, by the next meeting, if we then have actuals for audited numbers, for the audited general ledger, And if you would be so kind to bring the bank statements there so we can see.
Bank statements for the meeting. I'm sorry. So there's things that are under right to know, but I'm not going to bring the bank statements to the meeting. But Joe, it's.
Well, then, let me ask you this question.
Yeah, you're.
The right to know. Forget about my right to know. I think it's your due diligence and your fiduciary responsibility to verify if this cash is really
in the bank. Thank you. Okay, thank you. All right, do we have any other public comment?
Oh, okay, fine.
I just got blown off.
All right,
Susan, explain me.
Okay.
So we'll come back to that in private.
No problem.
Thank you, though, very much for your efforts.
All right.
Ms. Tara, just one question. I just let you know, I'm going to ask you next meeting whether or not you've, at a 41% cash there, I'm going to ask, it's the right to know, I'll fill out a right to know thing, but I'm going to ask you next meeting as chairman whether or not $1.9 million reconciles the bank statements. If you say you don't know, that's unacceptable. Okay, no problem. It's your job.
All right. Do you have any other comment? I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Second. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Adjourned. Thank you.
Did you put my second?
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Mike.